Hello and welcome to News 24 on Air, our live audio service. I'm Ihlali Ntsabo. The Kirsten Clates murder case was meant to resume in the Alex Magistrates Court today after a four-month postponement, but the defence has asked for more time to collect evidence. The case was postponed in January to allow for further investigations. The 34-year-old teacher was murdered in October last year while participating in a community fun run in the affluent suburb of Parkmore in Sandton. The man accused of murdering her is a 21-year-old who was arrested in connection to a murder a few weeks later. The man is a student who lived in a res a few minutes away from where Clate's body was found. Alex Patrick, Joburg Metro reporter at News 24, was in court earlier today, heard of the now postponed proceedings, and joins us in studio to give us the latest. Alex, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Right. So this morning, there was a bit of twists and turns and, you know, some commotion at the magistrate's court in Alex, where the defense basically asked for more time. How much more time are they asking for, and what were their reasons?
Mm. Just a minor correction there. The state is asking for more time.
The state, okay.
Yeah. So the state is asking for more time for their investigations. As you said, it is a bit contentious because they've already asked for 4 months more time.
Mm-hmm.
And the suspect has been in prison now for about 7 months. So they're asking for two more months. Mm-hmm. Well, they actually asked for three more months, but the magistrate was clearly annoyed and has granted them 2 months to complete these investigations.
Right, right. And do we know what arguments we were expecting to hear in court today?
We were expecting to find out if the matter was going to be transferred to the High Court.
Right. Reasons being the state had previously argued that it wants the case, Mahungela's case to be upgraded to a Schedule 6 offense, right?
Mm, correct.
Right, primarily because not only did the state claim that he was the one who murdered.
Yes. So it was upgraded from a murder,
mm-hmm,
to premeditated,
right,
murder,
right,
to rape,
uh-huh,
and to robbery with extenuating circumstances. So those two offenses are Schedule 6 offenses.
Okay. And do we know anything regarding the autopsy results in the case?
So a lot of it's still being kept quite quiet. We know how she died,
mm,
and we have discussed how she died of smothering.
Mm.
We know that they're awaiting DNA swab because the rape charge really hangs around now DNA, because the autopsy found no physical evidence of rape.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean that rape didn't take place, of course, but that DNA should tell us. The other reason they are asking for a postponement is for the chain of evidence documents. So that's those documents that say, I'm so-and-so, I collected this at this time, then I took it and put it here, and then you get the next person to say, I'm so-and-so, I collected that. That, and they're also awaiting results. So they're doing facial recognition on that CCTV footage. So that's how they caught the suspect, is through the CCTV footage.
Okay, all right. And Alex, I think also just to circle back to the family.
Mm.
Do we know? I mean, of course, one would imagine that they're not particularly speaking to the media and haven't really been speaking to the media. But do we know how they're feeling about the progress of the case so far?
They've kept very quiet about it. The only representation the family of Kirsten Clates has is a watching brief, who is obviously there to monitor and to report back to the family.
Mm.
We've obviously asked the family to comment, and they've asked us to, and other media, to respect their privacy this time.
Mm. And let's just circle back to Clates's injuries.
Mm.
So we know that, you know, during court proceedings we heard that she also suffered from blunt force trauma.
Mm.
That does that insinuate that some sort of weapon was used against, you know, to attack her? Have the police found?
So police have not said whether or not they've collected. The weapon that was used was the rocks nearby.
Right.
So she was very, very badly beaten about the head. Her injuries are quite gruesome around the face. She has a lot of scratches all over her body. It's clear that she put up a bit of a fight there. It's not known whether some of those injuries happened before or after her death. Her death occurred with crushing injuries to the throat. She basically suffocated.
And I mean, Alex, you've been one of the first journalists to cover the story when it first broke last year. And, you know, you've been very much in contact with the community of Parkmore. How have they been keeping up, you know, since these devastating news hit their community?
It's been such a strange case in that way, because the community from the start has kept very mum about what happened. On the day when we received a notification from one of the street groups, it was immediately deleted. Nobody spoke to us. So, you know, the little bits that have come out now is that fear. You know, people are now scared to run. This was an organized event. It was an enclosed area with CCTV cameras, and it still happened. So we know that that entire run, that My Run event, has actually closed. That's for the entire of South Africa, but that section was closed on that day. From that day onwards, so it's that fear of, you know, are we safe?
And Alex, before I let you go, when has the case been postponed to?
It's going to be back in court on the 11th of July.
Right. Alex Patrick, News 24's Joburg Metro reporter, thank you for joining us. And to find our full and latest coverage on the case, you can visit news24.com. That's all we have for now. Until next time, I'm Ihlali Ntsabo.